The filament chip, a visionary internet of things precursor from MIT in 1996. When we talk about the internet of things, IoT, we imagine smart devices, wireless sensors, and connected objects communicating seamlessly. But what was the real starting point, the first concrete vision of connecting simple objects to the internet? One of the most enlightening examples comes from MIT in the mid-1990s with the filament chip project. As one commentator aptly compared it, the filament chip was like Leonardo da Vinci's helicopter, a brilliant and precise design conceived long before the surrounding technology was ready to make it fly. It was a remarkable vision of the future, imagined in an era of 90 megahertz Pentium processors and dial-up modems. A visionary challenge from MIT. In 1996, Professor Neil Gershenfeld posed a fascinating challenge. Design an IP light chip that could easily connect something as simple as a light switch to a computer network. From the beginning, the team established a few foundational principles to guide the design. Their stated goals were clear. The fundamental goal is to specify a chip that makes it cheap and easy to connect to existing networks. Our test for a characteristic application was to ask ourselves what would be required to sense the state of a light switch. The core filament chip will be independent of the link layer. A specific link layer, 10 base X, fiber, IRDA, etc., may be implemented as a separate chip or integrated on the same chip. The host is assumed to be a small, relatively slow chip with limited RAM, such as a PIC processor. The filament chip must take on any real-time requirements for buffering datagrams and sending acknowledgments. The objective was to create a microchip capable of autonomously handling network communication, including basic protocols like IP, UDP, and ICMP ping, while operating with minimal hardware resources, paving the way for a new concept of connected objects. How the filament chip worked. This project proposed a 14-pin chip designed to interface with a link layer and a small host microprocessor. The chip handled buffering, acknowledgments, and some network protocol tasks to simplify network connectivity for devices. The chip operated primarily in three modes. Discovery mode, for device discovery and configuration on the network. Datagram mode, for sending and receiving raw UDP datagrams. Management mode, for remote management and control with simple read/write commands. It supported configuration protocols like DHCP or BOOTP and used SNMP or simpler TNMP for straightforward device communication and management. Futuristic applications imagined in 1996. The project team's vision was so clear that their list of potential applications reads like a modern-day smart home product catalog. A toaster connected via Ethernet. A VCR programmable through a web TV guide. Home security with secure network protocols. Sensors embedded in furniture. A truly universal remote control. Smart appliances calling for service and firmware updates. Vending machines reporting inventory in real time. Networked intercoms. Precise network time protocol, NTP, synchronized clocks. Smart HVAC systems optimizing energy use. A visionary concept versus modern reality. The filament chip and the ESP32. To truly appreciate the foresight of the MIT team, it is useful to place the filament chip not as an ancestor, but as a conceptual counterpoint to a modern marvel like the ESP32. The comparison doesn't illustrate an evolution, but rather the sheer scale of the technological chasm between the vision and its eventual independent realization. The filament chip was an ingenious solution to offload networking from simple host. The ESP32, by contrast, is the entire system. This highlights the core of the 1996 vision. The problems they identified were the right ones. Decades later, the industry solved them not necessarily by following their path, but by arriving at the same conclusions with vastly more powerful and integrated technology. Why the world wasn't ready yet? Despite its forward-thinking design, the filament chip remained an academic masterpiece rather than a commercial product. The technological and market landscape of the mid-1990s presented several key barriers: connectivity costs and speeds, In 1996, home internet access was predominantly dial-up, slow, and expensive. The idea of an always-on connected toaster was impractical when just getting online was a deliberate and costly act. Lack of wireless standards. The low-power, low-cost wireless standards that fuel today's IoT, like Wi-Fi in its modern form, Zigbee, or Bluetooth LE, did not exist. Connecting a device typically meant running a physical Ethernet cable. Market immaturity. In the mid-90s, the internet was just entering the mainstream. The consumer mindset was not yet attuned to the concept of smart, connected devices. Furthermore, the software ecosystem for managing and making sense of data from distributed devices was still years away. The enduring value of a pioneering idea. The filament chip project is a foundational concept, not because it was a direct ancestor of modern chips, but because it was an incredibly accurate prophecy. Its true significance lies in how it anticipated core IoT principles years ahead of their time. Simplifying network integration for low-resource devices. Standard IP-based networking for device interoperability. Modularity independent of underlying link technologies. Remote visibility and control of connected objects. It represents a conceptual milestone, a snapshot of the moment when the idea of today's pervasive IoT landscape was first technically articulated with such clarity. The team behind the project. The initiative was spearheaded by Neil Gershenfeld, director of MIT's Physics and Media Group and co-director of the Things That Think Consortium. Key contributors included Robert Poor, Matthew Gray, Fred Martin, Remy Post, and Matt Reynolds, who shaped the detailed specifications. Conclusion. The story of the filament chip is more than a historical curiosity. It is a recurring archetype in the history of innovation. It proves that truly revolutionary ideas often appear as isolated visions, decades before the world is ready to embrace them. The purpose of this article is not just to satisfy curiosity about a temporal anomaly. It is a call to inspiration. It challenges us to look around and ask, what are the filament chips of today? Which seemingly niche projects, currently confined to university labs, hackerspaces, or small open source communities, are quietly mapping out the world of 2060. The enduring lesson here is to learn to recognize and value these pioneers, the ones who are building the future right now, long before the rest of us even know we need it.